just in Spain. The health ministry there has confirmed its first case now of the NCOV coronavirus from Wuhan, where it is completely out of control. China's said to be losing the battle. We'll find out much more with Dr. Henry Nyman in our next hour. But up this hour is our friend, Miss Maine. Miss Maine. How do you like that, Miss Maine? You are Miss Maine, aren't you, Charlotte? Charlotte Iserbeet from the great state of Maine. Can you hear me, Charlotte?
Yeah, you hear me okay?
A lot of crackly, snap, crackle, and pop on that line.
I know, it's awful crackly.
Are you holding the phone really stable and still?
I'm holding it still, yes.
All right, Todd, let's call her back. Go ahead and hang up, Charlotte. Todd will call you back.
I'll hang up, thanks.
All right. See if we can get a better line. Let me take a look at this Spain story. It's moving. There was another case today of an asymptomatic carrier who infected someone else. They can't find it. It doesn't manifest easily. The only way to really find it is with CAT scans of the lower lung looking for damage from the virus that has already been active. Otherwise, the person doesn't necessarily have to show any symptoms. Spain's health ministry announced late Friday that the Western European country had confirmed its first case of the Wuhan coronavirus. All right, there you go. More later on that. All right, Charlotte, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Jeff, you sound different tonight.
Well, you sound good to me now. No more snaps and crackles.
Maybe you have that disease.
Well, I've got a disease. It's not that one.
Are you sure it's you? I think somebody else is interviewing me.
No, it's me. It's the same thing that you have. It's a disease for the truth, reality, as much as we can determine it anymore.
Well, it's pretty hard. I mean, you've never seen such a conglomeration or whatever you call it of papers, notes I've taken. I cannot believe that.
Now, Charlotte, by the way, for all you listeners, I didn't get a chance to watch it. I saw a little clip here and there. That's it on the Internet. Charlotte watched the entire impeachment exercise up until this point.
Yes, I did. It bothered me all along that I was tending towards agreeing with
This is interesting. I know what's coming. I know what's coming. Charlotte,
yeah, it was really bothering me because I meant to hate Adam Schiff. I meant to hate Pelosi. And I really
Schiff. You're meant to hate Pelosi. That's what the media is instructing the people to do. Yes, correct.
And I'd fallen for that. And then I'd start listening to them. And after having gone through, well, I did go through the Mueller investigation too. But after going through the tremendous, incredible job that I have to say that the Democrats did, Adam Schiff putting together their testimony and documents and hooking it to videos of witness statements that had been taken earlier, all the stuff we saw out of the Ukraine and Foreign Service staff people testifying. They did an incredible job there. And, of course, it's the staff in the Congress that has been working there for many years, and they're very competent, and they know history, and they definitely should get high marks for that report. I thought it was a remarkable report. I hardly dared say that to anybody because you're not meant to say
true,
that anything
true.
Put together by evil
yeah,
Adam
right.
Would be good. And but I think they knew when they were told they couldn't have any witnesses that they'd had it. And so they were going to put together this extraordinary document of the whole thing, which can be used in the future, because I do believe there's a future. I'm not looking at the end of the world the way so many people are. That we have history of what happened and was finalized today. All right. So I give them credit. I give the Democrats credit for that. I give them credit for, I'm not saying that a lot of them who made presentations were not doing it on their own. I think they were. I was quite impressed because I have been a brainwashed American. I have to admit it. I've been a brainwashed thinking that the Democrats could never do anything that was other than evil. And then I watched for quite a long time the whole thing. And maybe I'm wrong. I mean, everybody can correct me, but I don't think so. Because the final blow was, as we all heard today, the denial of witnesses and documents. And there are a few countries in the world that deny that, and they're all communist.
Yes, ma'am.
And I happened to go through it in Maine, as you know, and Dot, my friend, also, who's a great Maine patriot, she went through it in a horrible case that she was involved in where she was actually physically abused, and she's a marvelous patriot, and it went, you know, to court, and she was denied witness statements and documents. We were denied. My Sam had, you know, about six witness statements that were all certified, and one was eyewitness, and they were never used.
Well,
so I feel very, this is a personal matter for me, and it should be for the whole country, every, whatever, 400 million of us, or I don't know how many we have now, but if we are denied witness statements, we are not allowed to present witness statements.
How dare they call that a trial when there were no real witnesses
called?
It's a called,
trial with no,
no
witness
documents.
Statements, and it reminds me
That's
of
Soviet
communist
trial.
Countries.
It's a Soviet trial, is what I said.
Of course.
Show trial.
Yep, and that the Senate, what happened? Did their consciences, if they have any, what do? Go out to sea? Or are they so dedicated to Donald Trump? Well, who are they dedicated to? To serving the American people or serving Donald Trump?
I'm not sure I'd even go as
themselves?
Far as to say they're serving Donald Trump. Trump is a puppet. He's a buffoon. He's a clown. He's an act. He was placed in the office to do exactly what he's done. And that's to split the country into pieces, polarize people,
awful.
And create nothing but angst and stress, which is what he's done. That was his job.
That's the most, what you just said, that's the most important thing. People may not realize it. That we as a nation basically have always, maybe not 100%, but maybe 80%, we've pretty much gotten along together.
Yeah.
He came in and he is successfully, I know this because I'm a
he's
recipient
balkanized.
Of
He's balkanized
the results,
us. Huh? We've been balkanized, Charlotte.
Divided
that's the word.
Us completely. He has turned former friends against each other, political allies against each other.
It's like just before the Civil War. He's balkanized us.
Yes, he has. And that divide and what? Conquer.
How about crush?
Yes, crush. And no, now nobody dares talk to anybody, even their best friends, because I've got best friends and political researchers and all that I worked with for years. They won't talk to me. I mean it.
Pretty sad. But that's what has happened here in the last couple of years. Think
back. Yes, Donald Trump.
That's right. It's the Donald Trump show.
Syndrome.
It's a propaganda, mind control, brainwashing operation to split the country into pieces. And it's done that in spades.
Well, that's the number one way to take a country down. It's not foreign armies. You know, it's not an outside threat that does it. We have this very serious internal threat right now. Well, civil war. That's what Donald Trump wants.
Remember what Khrushchev said.
And that's what the communists want.
What did Nikita Khrushchev say? He said the Americans will destroy themselves from within.
Exactly. This business of witnesses, I mean, I couldn't believe that. How did the Senate all stand together with McConnell and that evil Lamar Alexander that, you know, they sort of, CNN even makes me mad there, where they talk, they make everybody think Lamar Alexander is some sort of saint from Tennessee.
Yeah, he looked like a snake to me.
Well, we went through him, you know, with the education bills and all. He was the Secretary of Education. This is this wonderful American patriot we have who was the first one, I believe, to suggest that when a baby is born, you should go into the schools immediately. The minute the baby is born, the health services and this and that. Okay, isn't he?
I mean,
that's a
even
wonderful
before,
idea, isn't it?
Before preschool and before Head Start, they want that child in a group setting to begin to take it away from its parents and train it.
Absolutely. And that is Senator Lamar Alexander that everybody's talking about today, you know. Wonderful Senator Lamar Alexander. I mean, these Republicans, well, you know, I go back. If you want to talk about good communists, go back to Eisenhower. He was the first one to sign the agreements with the Soviet Union, right? And
you're
then
right.
You move up and you have Ronald Reagan. And he signs very extensive ones. And then you have George Bush coming along after Gulf War I. These are all Republicans, mind you, folks. They're not Democrats. We can get on to Obama, and I'll beat up on him, but just wait a minute, okay? First, George Bush won after the Gulf War. What did he say? He said, this is the beginning of the new world order.
Mm-hmm.
Now, conservatives are meant to be a little bit upset about the prospects under a world government, aren't they? So we have Bush 1 doing that, and then we have Bush 2 pushing through everything, the mental health initiative, the wars, you name it. And let's ask ourselves, what's wrong with the Republican Party? These are all Republicans.
All right, let's ask ourselves another question. What is the real main pivotal difference between the conservative Republican side and the liberal Democrat side? What's the one issue?
Oh, that's
constantly
very good. Narrow
forever...
it down like that. Well, it's the pro-life issue. That's how they hide. The Republicans hide their agenda under the pro-life issue. And of course, all of us, probably 100% of Republicans, are very pro-life and do not approve of euthanasia. And I'm one of the greatest pro-life people myself. But I haven't allowed myself to disregard the rest of the Republican agenda, which is totally communist. And I proved that through my references to the Heritage Foundation. I mean, their agenda, I'm not going to read this. Okay, I love to read this. They love me, huh? They have hated me ever since I leaked the document in the Department
of
Education.
You did some great exposés on the site and on the program here about that awful.
Well, I love to do that. You know, by the way, we're talking about whistleblowers. I'm going to get to Heritage, too. Don't worry. But whistleblowers. Well, when I, you know, leaked the document, a very important technology document, and mm-hmm. technology is important, folks, and I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
But I saw it in this project best, and I was so shocked that I leaked it. But you know what? I didn't even think of, I knew I was a whistleblower, but I didn't go for protection. I should have. I've decided it was the biggest mistake I ever made. I should have kept my mouth shut and made it anonymous in Human Events. I gave them the whole project best. I gave them all the documents. And they blew the whistle on the technology grant, which mm-hmm. is coming out of my office. But my name was attached to it because I didn't seem to care. I was naive. I think the Whistleblower Act is very important. And had I known that at the time, I would have used that. Now, they're trying to get, you know, that the whistleblower. They want to out the whistleblower. It had to happen. They had to have a Whistleblower Act. But I decided, I didn't even think about it. I just thought, this is so horrible. I'm going to leak it. But I was punished, see? You know how I was punished. The minute I did it, the neoconservative, Trotskyite, wonderful Republicans, you know, Heritage, the White House, all of them, went after me. Everything I ever wrote from that time on was boycotted. That was Charlotte's punishment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I had to do it again, I would not mention my name. But, you know, getting back to the conservative, in quotes, agenda. Here we go. And this is Donald Trump, because Heritage Foundation has, since 1980, under Reagan, prepared briefing books for all cabinet, all departments, like, you know, education, transportation, defense, etc. And this is the agenda that they want these various secretaries of various departments to follow. And so they all follow this agenda, which is Heritage, which is communist.
Yeah.
And the Council for National Policy is communist. And under that, you have about 20 or 30 at least conservative organizations, so-called, that control the conservative movement in this country. Now, Heritage itself, this is the agenda. Support for socialized medicine. Now that, that did not get approved. That was early on, you know, before the other bills that came along. That was Stuart Butler out of England. Socialized medicine. Agreement with Soviet Union to merge the Soviet USSR and the United States in education, but it was everything else as well. I found that out. School choice, charters with unelected boards. That's the Soviet Union's polytechnical school-to-work system. Community-oriented policing system. That's the East German Stasi. Snitch on your neighbor system, known to be the most brutal system in the world.
Yeah.
Regional government. That's communism, according to the professor out of the University of California, Zeitlin, in the article that I always quote from. It's communism, regional government, and Heritage supports that. They support the merger of the public and private sector. That came under the White House Private Sector Initiative, which I was a liaison with from the Department of Ed. I remember asking them, you know, so, you know, I know I'm not particularly well-educated on these things, but isn't this corporate fascism?
Of course it is.
And the answer was, oh, I don't think anybody looked at it that way. Well, you know, really, huh? You had Caspar Weinberger on that task force. You had all these leftists and everybody. Come on, that's out of Reagan's White House. Now, then Reagan didn't get rid of the Department of Ed. Neither did Trump. Now, the Department of Ed is a Marxist factory. And if foreign countries have a Marxist education system, they have the United States to thank for that. We gave them that. The United States gave foreign countries this communist education system. And then we have foreign policy support for the socialist state of Israel. Support for Russia, negotiations with communist countries. No. Now, I just want to, I can't say I'm too surprised with the Republican victory today. Donald Trump gets his orders from Heritage Foundation, right? Let's have all Republican administrations since the defeat of Jimmy Carter. Well, what does surprise me is the quality of the Democrat House testimony to impeach President Trump, leading me to suspect the Democrat Party may, and I repeat may, be more representative of the American people than the phony Republican Party, since it was taken over by socialist, that's a nice word for him, Ronald Reagan. Okay. Now, that's really where I'm at, and I'm looking at this, and then I have so many notes here, and I have, what is the bottom line, Charlotte? And I put, no witnesses. No documentation. You cannot have a jury trial without all witnesses. Now that this has gone through, thanks to all these this division in our country, Trump is now free to continue his lies and tweets.
Oh, he skates.
On a daily basis.
He's going to skate. Oh, yeah, he'll go right back to what he's doing. And it's going to become... A lot of people feel it's going to become more intense, more vicious, and he's going to wield more authoritarian, autocratic kinds of energies in what he does.
Yeah.
It's going to go to his head, which is already too big to get through most doorways.
It's awfully big. You know, you look at him on television.
He's huge.
He has this huge head. It's scary. I mean, I can't believe that the American people, you know, they... It's like an impenetrable force. You cannot get through to them. And these are people that, you know, I'm not kidding. A lot of them I knew that I considered brilliant.
Very few people have your wisdom, which comes from all the years that you put in with those people. You know, that's what makes you so special. You know, you've been there. You're not just a derivative researcher looking at other people's work. You lived it. You were there.
Well, yeah, you know, I think that what got me the most was the testimony taken from the witnesses in the Ukraine. There was a foreign service.
Yeah.
Because I was a foreign service girl.
Yep.
And the way Trump and these neocons beat up, and the media, well, the media is only reporting it, right, beat up on career foreign service officers. Absolutely disgusting. Now, I'm not saying that Alger Hiss, you know, who was, you know, UN, head of the UN, caused the UN, you know, he was State Department, too. I'm not saying there haven't been some horrible spies in the State Department, commies. You know, we lost the Far East because of all of them. So I know that. But having worked in the State Department as long as I did, and knowing career officers as well as I do, I was shocked by the treatment the Trump administration gave their testimony, saying they're lying. No, they're not lying. They were telling the truth. What benefit would it have a career officer to lie? Nothing. They're experts in their field. They often speak the language. They're in dangerous spots, often very dangerous. You know, many have died.
Mm-hmm.
What on earth is going on with this attack on career foreign service officers and the U.S. ambassador there, who I understand resigned today or something?
I didn't see that. Don't know.
Oh, yeah. What right do these people have to go after? You know, if they want to go after political appointees, okay, I agree. You can have some bad ambassadors who were political appointees, but she wasn't, really.
Mm-hmm.
She's had how many years in the Foreign Service? I can't remember her name at the moment. You know it. But anyway, yeah. These are things that just, as I watch this hearing, you know, I had to be honest with myself. I didn't want to agree with the Democrats. Because I've been brainwashed, too. That all Democrats are bad. I've come to the conclusion that a lot of them are, you know, really leftist, et cetera. They have a leftist agenda. But at least they tell us they do. I mean, the conservatives don't tell us about their leftist agenda. And I just read it to you, right? I just read you that if you don't call Heritage Foundation not leftist, but communist agenda, I don't know what you call it.
See, let me say something, Charlotte. There are a lot of people out there still, and there always will be, who don't quite get it. They cannot accept the fact that that word, communist, is our foremost enemy and has been for 100 years or nearly.
Oh, yeah.
It's there, and I've read the 22 goals of communism,
yep,
which was read into the Congressional Record in 1963,
right.
And those goals, I pulled them out of 45 because they're the most relevant. But my
yes,
God, it's
very
all
good.
There.
It's great.
It's
you have them
all
up there.
There. It's all
yep.
there. It's real.
Yep.
This is really a communist issue. We're not just throwing around words here like cartoons.
No, it's not even socialism. It's pure communism. Well, of course, socialism is the same. A lot of people don't know that. Russia, they call themselves the United Soviet Socialist Republic. They don't have United Communist Republic.
Now they hide behind words like progressives. All right? It's all games.
Yeah.
It's semantics. It's still the same damn thing.
It's very
and
serious.
And I didn't used to believe this. 25 years ago, I wouldn't have believed it. And then I started, 30 years ago, then I started to do my research. One of the first things I read was Major Jordan's diaries.
Oh,
and then I got it.
Oh, my Lord, is
I
that
got
the
it.
Most unbelievable
I got it. Yeah.
book? I have 3 copies, hard copies, you know, originals. If somebody asked me, boy, good for you, what I consider the most important evidence of how we were taken down, it really is Major Jordan's diaries.
It's about 120 pages, friends, and if you don't know about it, it is online,
mm-hmm.
Major Jordan's Diaries. You must read it. You're going to be sick.
But
it will make everything will begin to make sense to you then. The whole FDR scheme,
that's
the
right.
whole rot that surrounded that administration.
Unbelievable.
3 administrations. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And very interesting, the types that were surrounding him, weren't
they? Harry Hopkins. God, there's so many of them.
Oh, yeah. I was young enough at that time. I have some friends living. I lived on Long Island, New York, and a friend of mine's aunt was married to Bernard Swope, I think. And that was a very important family in New York City and all. And he had all these friends like Bernard Baruch and Harry Hopkins, et cetera. And I remember we used to go out to this huge mansion occasionally and run around the hallways. And I loved the black maids. They were fabulous. They were always giving us the most delicious food and all. And one day we were playing hide and seek. And I went to, you know, go into one of the multiple bedrooms there, and I didn't knock. I didn't know people would be sleeping at 4 in the afternoon or something. And so I go in, and this man is in bed there, and I said, oh, I'm so sorry to wake you up. It was Bernard Baruch.
Oh, that's funny.
I know, I never told you that story.
No. And
he said, oh, he was very nice. He's a sweet man, good communist, huh? Good. What part of the Roosevelt team?
Been a contemporary, he probably would have tried to lure you into the bed.
Oh yeah, no, they weren't bad like that then. Well, they probably were, but they did. They figured they couldn't get away with it back then. But you know, I'm looking back because I'm so elderly. I'm probably the oldest person on who's listening in, or that you are even involved with. But I look back.
Timeless
at the
person,
years,
dear. Timeless.
I see, because, you know, it took me a long time. I was very naive in the beginning. And
weren't
I have a good
all?
Memory, fortunately. And I just moved through this cycle, these cycles, and now I can see. I really can see. But it's not because I'm particularly brilliant. It's simply that everything was thrown in my face. And, you know, you have to be a moron not to get the train, the sequence of events and how they all connected. And now I'm just saying to people, look, both parties are bad. I mean, Quigley said it. Here we go. And the house isn't even burning down. I always say, look, if the house is starting to burn down, I'm in the middle of an interview with Jeff Frenz. I just say, okay, we're going to listen to Quigley now. I got to get out in 2 minutes. All right, Carol Quigley said, this is Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley, historian for the Council on Foreign Relations. And he said, in the late 1800s, the industrialists met in a little close meeting. They were having their cigars and everything else, and they decided that in order to get world government, they would have to control both parties at the top. And how would you do that? You just control. You pick the Republican candidate for president and the Democrat candidate for president. So when we peons go to the polls and we pull the lever for who we want, we think we're getting what we want, but we're getting what they want. And now the fire is so bad, I have to get out of the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know that quote.
Yeah, it's a stunner. Charlotte, it's not, I don't know. I wish
We've
I could just get everybody out there. It's not hidden anymore. It's right there. You don't have to look far.
Well, you know what? They've been trained or educated to think that what's right there is what's normal. Because we have a communist education system, which was borrowed from the Soviet Union when Reagan signed the agreements. But it had been bad even before then because of Carnegie. Which, you know, the conclusions and recommendations in that little book that's at Sam's website, said we will, you know, use the schools, to change America from a capitalist economic system to a planned economy. And in some cases, and this is a scary one, folks, if you don't have children or grandchildren, you don't worry about it, do you? In some cases, to take your land. So that was 1934. And that was long before the education system was taken over, 1965, huh? A long time before. You know, so we are a communist country now. And the policing mechanism is going in right now due to Donald Trump again. You know, the executive order he signed and the commission he set up, and it's all the community-oriented policing that I've been screaming about, you know, Jeff, for how long?
Right.
And that same COPS program is what we, Sam and I, went up against in Portland, Maine. Remember, you knew that story. I mean, the good super police detectives gave me the true story of what had happened, you know, that Sam was attacked by the guy with a gun, and we had all the witness statements, and then the community-oriented policing system that Donald Trump and Edwin Meese, Heritage, right, think is just wonderful, kicked into motion 2 weeks before the excellent police department report, written by these good detectives that I knew, mm-hmm. 2 weeks before, they said that Sam had shot himself in the leg. So I have complete proof of how this new system that Donald Trump approves of, the merger of the police and the people, no elected officials involved, right? The police are going to be running our towns. In fact, all the community services and all will come under the police department. You like that? It's the new policing, supported by Heritage. Again, Heritage, community-oriented policing.
It's
and
totally
the Works article,
changed.
I have an article on that at my website. Mm-hmm. Please, folks, go to my website, deliberatedumbingdown.com. I have a very important article on the COPS program. And but the best evidence we have to support our position that this is pure communism is Detective Wirtz. In year 2001, he's a detective policeman out in San Diego. And he wrote on the COPS program, community-oriented, and that's in the article.
I think I had him on the program.
You can read Wirtz's report, and he tells you exactly what it is. And this is a traditional great policeman. He's still alive. I think he's still a policeman in San Diego.
I think I had him on the program, Charlotte, long time ago, I think.
Well, you better have him on again. He's still around. I looked him up. I looked up San Diego Police Department. I found him.
Well,
he's still
active. If we can get him, yeah, we should get him on.
Incredible guy. And but mm-hmm. that article that is up on my website, I talk about in the 80s, I guess, I did a little outing of the COPS program because I found it in my community, and I didn't know how serious it was what I did. I think I got in trouble when I wrote that letter that was published in the paper. But it's a very serious, what could be more serious than the implementation of the police state? And I often say to people, look, don't ignore this, please, because I can understand you're focusing on gun controls, abortion, euthanasia, and all these issues that are vital to the survival of a free society. We have to focus on getting rid of this stuff. But if you don't focus on the number one issue, which is the police state being implemented across the country, thank you, Donald Trump, through this latest thing, which is at my website. You can read about it. If you don't focus on this, you won't be able to complain about anything. Say, you know, your neighbor, you know her very well. She's 85 years old, marvelous older lady, but seems to be pretty healthy. And all of a sudden you realize she's dead. And you find out that, you know, somehow it was euthanasia. But she didn't particularly want to die. You know, so you go and you want to complain about what happened here. Why did the hospital do this? Or why did they do that or didn't do that? And you're told to shut up. And if you don't, the best thing for you will be jail. And the worst thing is going to be you're dead. Because this is a police state under the community-oriented policing system. I know people are saying, oh, come on, Charlotte. I know, I agree. I could say that to myself. It does sound bad, doesn't it? But it's true. That's what's going on.
The truth doesn't have
to
sound good or nice.
What?
It's the truth. The truth does not have to sound good or nice or pleasant. It is what it is.
It is what it is. And if people are interested, they can go and look at all the diagrams of the maps of the community-oriented policing system. You have little meditation centers. You have the school is right next to the police station. You have the police barracks where they sleep. I mean, you've got everything. It's just so nice. So nice. Common unity. Communism. And I have a quote from Detective Wirtz. from the founder of the community-oriented policing system by the name of Krojanowicz. And he says, what you do is you identify, you have to first identify the community within your area, right? The community, which comes above the family. It's a good quote. And look, folks, I know you don't understand. You're having the rug pulled out from under you when you support Donald Trump. And listen, Jeff, you know that I haven't come out against, have you? Is this the first time I waited a long time to come out against Donald Trump.
You did, yeah. But the evidence and the proof that he himself served up became insurmountable. You just had to come to the conclusion that he was not good for this country. And he
had
lied.
We have to be honest. You know, in a way, what's happened is people are afraid. Well, that's typical of a totalitarian system. That's what happens.
Right.
People are afraid to speak out. And I think I was a little bit, I wasn't afraid of the system. I didn't want to offend good people that I'd known in the movement, you know, Patriot movement. I didn't want to offend them, and I knew they were Trumpsters. So I just kept my mouth shut, and then I started opening it. I don't have any friends left. They're all gone. You know,
well,
but I sort of feel good about being honest. You have to be honest. You have to, you know, that's where I think the Democrats have been in this investigation. I think they've been pretty honest.
That's a very good way to sum up their behavior. They've been pretty honest in this whole thing. And I think that's what comes across when you watch them. There's some dignity there. They really are standing on integrity as much as most Democrats can do.
As much as they can. And it's hard to believe that they have the qualities to be that way, because I've been brainwashed myself. I have a lot of questions in my mind, but I can't really accept the fact that I can watch these hearings as much as I have and listen to these individuals. I do believe that a lot of the testimony was written by the staff, obviously, right? But then a lot of it wasn't. You know, you could tell when they're not reading. You can tell when they're speaking off the cuff. I mean, Schiff, obviously, nobody's written his stuff for him. So there are some that are sort of high up in the chain there who I think are pretty much have written their testimony there on their own. And I can't help but respect them for their views. And, you know, here I am, an old-time conservative Republican until Reagan got in, and then I have to leave the party, huh? You know, I'm looking at these people and I'm thinking, you know, they probably represent Americans better. You know, all Americans, I mean, all races, all incomes, et cetera. You know, people in jail, I'm talking about everybody. They represent all Americans, and we're all Americans, right? Although they want to break us up. Far better than the Republicans. The Republicans are really an elitist group.
It's too bad we don't have a third party. We never will. But there's room here for a third party.
Oh, is there ever? If ever we need
American
one, this
party.
Is the time now. And I'm too old, you know. I really, if I were younger, I swear I would have run for president. I know that sounds crazy, but I would have.
Not to me.
But I'm too old, and I just, and I know that. I mean, there's no way I could.
The American Party.
Who would on earth
the
would
American
want to vote
Party.
For an old lady
we
like
need,
me?
I would. Come on. The
oh,
American
crazy,
Party.
Huh?
You know, listen to Joe Biden, creepy Joe talk, and then listen to Charlotte Isherby talk. You've got one with a brilliant mind and the other one with an addled, fading, decrepit process called a brain.
I know. He's pathetic. He really is pathetic. I mean, you compare him to some of those people that were testifying. I mean, Adam Schiff, boy, is he a sharp firecracker.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And I know everybody out there is going to be saying she's gone off her rocker. He's a horrible, evil man. He's a communist.
Yeah, that's
you know,
just
they've done
training.
A good job brainwashing me. I thought they were all communists. Until I spent, you know, how much time.
This is a very, very good to hear. I think there are a lot of people who really feel like you do, who are afraid to speak up. And that's okay. You don't have to speak up to anyone, but hold your views. If they're your views, hold them. Respect them.
You sort of have to. I mean, I'm sort of mad at myself. I keep fighting this opinion that I, you know, drew from watching these hearings. I fight myself.
You know what it is, Charlotte? From what I'm able to gather, and I didn't have the time, but they're acting, some of the time at least, like the Democrats did in the 50s and early 60s.
Yes.
The JFK Democrats.
They're acting like the old-time Democrats. I agree. I had an aunt and uncle who had been Republicans for years, and I remember it was way back in the 50s and 60s, and I guess they were at that time probably in their 40s. I was way in my teens. And all of a sudden, they changed. They switched. She was very bright. She wrote for the New York Times. And they switched from Republican to Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, what? What on earth? I couldn't understand that. And I'm looking back now and thinking, they were right. Because they moved from what was an elitist party, which is what the Republicans are. I know that. I mean, look at Heritage Foundation. How elitist can you get?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yet, elitists are communists. But that's always been the case, right? Communists are always elitists.
The worst.
It's true, huh? The leadership.
Yeah.
So I remember when they did that, and here I am. I'm right. I'm a little late. They did a lot earlier than I did. I mean, it took me a long time to catch on. I mean, what if I died 10 years ago? I'd never be able to tell people this.
Now you're
probably
now
a lot of people out there saying, "I wish you had."
Well, you're in the record book now. We've got it, and I do wish you had 10 years ago, but it wasn't.
You wish
the right
I died?
Time. No, told people. Told people.
Oh, I didn't have it. I didn't understand it like this. I mean, I should have after having been.
It wasn't the right
time.
I'm just telling you that.
I told people what happened in the Department of Ed, you know, with Reagan and all.
But now you've got the big picture.
I've got the big picture. Yep, that I was taken to the cleaners, really, all the way through. You know, through when I start watching the so-called evil communist Democrats, which I'd always considered them, I start watching them and I think,
Well, I think, honestly, John Kennedy would have been pleased with what was represented here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm just so angry that this committee, the Democrats committee, was denied the witnesses they asked for. This is shocking. When 75% of the American people are calling for witnesses.
That's why I say this is going to rebound and blow up in the face of the GOP. This is going to be looked at throughout history as a cover-up of the First Order. And people are not going to forget that.
Have they taken some kind of, what do they call it, Trump aid? Not Kool-Aid, Trump aid? I mean, how can somebody want to get elected the next time?
A cult, by definition. You don't look at the facts. You look at what you think. You have an idealized impression. You're really enraptured with an idealistic paradigm, which doesn't exist.
Well, what are you telling me? You mean that they really think that you don't need witness statements?
No, no. You've got to have witness statements.
Well, I know. I mean, how can you have a trial? I think John Adams, I was reading some of
this
stuff
today. It's a joke.
Today.
It wasn't a trial. It was an effort to rush through it and make damn sure that John Bolton and the others who have, and there may be more information coming out between now and next Wednesday, didn't have a chance to present it. They shut out. Lady Liberty would be the scales of justice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a joke.
Well, you know, again, I mean, if you wanted to know who one of my favorite people to hate, one of those people that I like to hate, was John Bolton, because I really don't like him, because
everybody
he's a neoconservative
hated him. A lunatic
warmonger.
Neocon, right.
Oh, yeah,
and then
a warmonger.
Look what happens.
Yeah, and then, but then, all of a sudden, that's a good example, isn't it, of how people can, maybe, we don't know what his motives were, but they can all of a sudden say, this is a little bit too much. I'm going to blow the whistle. I can't stand this. And because he knows the truth, because he was involved with Trump. He knows. And so he decided he wasn't going to be one of those Trumpsters who, or, you know, everybody does anything Trump does is fine. I'm not ever going to say anything bad about him. And these people
there's
that are,
he
are
could
going
do
against
that would
him,
ever
I hate
cause
them, even though I've known them all my life
him.
And they were my best friends.
Right.
Hmm? So that people should ask themselves, how would you like it if you get involved in some sort of a criminal, you know, you're charged with a crime in your community, et cetera, you haven't done anything wrong, and you have all these eyewitness statements and et cetera, and you're told that you can't present them. I mean, that's what happened with us.
It's really disgraceful. It's a disgrace to the country.
Well, interesting enough,
75% of Americans
this.
Are going to not forget this. That's my point. They won't forget.
I hope not. But what didn't come out, and I wish it had a little bit more, is they led you to believe, you know, the media, that this was such an unusual thing. Well, it is in a huge jury trial, you know, of the of this magnitude in Washington D.C. With the president involved. Yes, but this denial of eyewitness and witness statements is, I'm afraid, quite prevalent across the country. I'm sure I'm right, because, look, I know of two cases, and there may be more, in Maine. And we're a small country, a small state. Mine is, Sam's is certainly one, and then Dottie LaFortune, who's our great patriot in the state. I've talked to you about her before.
Yeah.
And, you know, so here we have two here. Legitimate cases, or illegitimate, where we were denied. We weren't allowed to have our witnesses.
We were denied.
You know.
We were deceived. We were duped. We were shut out. It wasn't
so
our game.
So it's something that's coming
invited.
Down the pike. They want to get rid of witnesses, witness statements.
Right.
And documentation at a trial, and that is the communist system.
Of course it is. If any of you, again, we've got to go, but please go to the search engine at Rents.com and type in just 22 goals.
Yep.
It'll pop right up. 22 goals of communism. Read them, and you will be all of a sudden looking at life from a different perspective. It's right there.
Charlotte,
yeah, I think
it's
you.
Good to point that out. Well,
yeah, thanks.
We always figure everybody knows, but everybody doesn't know.
I keep trying to remind people to go do a search for it. I'm going to put it up in a permanent position is what I'll do, and they'll see it right there on the page. Think
yeah,
we don't
you should.
Have communism?
I thought you had it up there in a permanent position.
Well, I did, then it went down. I'll put it back. Think you don't
okay,
have communism?
Okay, well, I hope you're okay. I've not talked to you for quite a while, and I'm glad you could give me this time, which is probably... This may be the most tragic day in the history of our country.
And that's one of them. It is. Just a disgrace. All right.
Really,
I'll talk to you
sad.
Soon. Yeah. You're going to be back soon here. You take care.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Bye.
You betcha. Good night. Charlotte Thompson Iserbeet, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, A Done Deal. All right. Be right back with Henry and lots to talk about tonight.